everyone, and welcome to Miss Math's Educational Broadcast. My name is Jesse English, and we are here live in Tyler, Texas on June 29th to kick off our inaugural podcast series. I don't know about you, but I am only 52 days away from my first day of school, and I am ready to enjoy these last few days of my summer break. Now, even though I am technically on a break, I have already started planning my first few weeks of school. This brings me to the main topic of today's broadcast, implementing technology inside and outside of the classroom. At my school, we provide a one-to-one experience for our students by giving them Chromebooks. This allows us to incorporate technology into our classrooms daily, both inside and outside of the room, via flipped assignments. For the beginning of this podcast, I will be talking about some educational tools that I use when creating my flipped assignments. One of the programs I use for math is IXL. I like IXL because it runs a diagnostic test that sees where a student's strengths and weaknesses are, and then generates practice problems for them to do to help them improve those skills. I can also view how my students are doing on each topic through reports that are sent to my classroom page. Another great way to use technology for a flipped assignment is to create a YouTube video or podcast just like this one. With YouTube, it can be easy to assign videos and just assume that they will watch them, but how can you be sure? To help with this, there is a tool called Edpuzzle, which allows the teacher to take a video and embed questions within it that the students must answer before the video progresses. Another technological element that I will be implementing this year is the green screen. I hope to use the green screen to make flipped videos a little more interesting than the lecture with a marker board that I've done in the past. Green screen videos are actually super easy to create. There are many online websites that offer green screen editing. And if your school doesn't have a green screen, all you would need to do is get a green bed sheet or green paper and hang it up on your wall to create the video. Creating the video yourself also allows you to provide that video to the students who do not have internet at their houses via USB or any other file sharing method while they're present at school. That being said, it is time to switch into our next half of the broadcast, ways to implement technology inside the classroom itself. One way that I have implemented technology into my middle school math classroom is through QR codes. I designed an around-the-room activity that uses QR codes as a way to check their answers, and students will also be gathering letters that spell out the answer to a riddle presented on the page where they document their work. This activity allows students to move around the room while solving their math problems, and also allows the teacher to identify any students who are still struggling with the math concept. Another way that technology could be implemented inside the classroom is to allow students to create their own digital story. Students could use a PowerPoint, a cartoon they created, or even create their own YouTube video to discuss the information being covered in class. Digital storytelling also allows students to express their more creative sides, which is something that is often forgotten about when teaching math. It also allows students to collaborate with their peers and share their knowledge in a different path than they usually take. And if you really want to get their creative juices flowing, you could allow them to use the green screen I mentioned earlier in their digital story. Just be sure to put a few constraints on what they could use in the background. It would not exactly be beneficial to have memes floating around their heads in the background while trying to learn about evaluating algebraic expressions. Well, this brings us to the end of our broadcast today. I hope you're able to take some new tools from our discussion and implement them into your classroom as well. Stay tuned for more broadcasts about the many adventures of education as we head towards this next school year. I hope you enjoy the last bit of your summer because it will be back to school season again before we know it. See you next time.